This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3,266. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. Three Ted Smith. Robin Fox. And Mike Hawk.
Come on.
Montgomery. And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, the return of Who Sucks West. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Tim.
Click clack.
We're going to go. All right, here we go. Scientists discover Antarctic penguins release an extreme amount of laughing gas when they poop. There's your good news for the day.
Right? It made me so happy.
Instagram models botch butt implants leave her unable to sit and can now only eat soup. Retirement home evacuated of residents in Canada, but one sick man was accidentally left behind. Florida woman asked boyfriend to go to a swingers club and he is anything but kind. And a woman teaches her dog to do CPR in 45 minutes. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, artist Andy Warhol, he's often credited with coining the phrase 15 minutes of fame. He said, look, everyone on Earth essentially will have 15 minutes of fame. And in case you're wondering specifically what that phrase means, it's defined as a short-lived media publicity or of celebrity or an individual or phenomenon. In other words, Joe Exotic of Tiger King fame. We'll forget all about him soon enough. His hated co-star, Carol Baskins, she seems to at least recognize this, so she's trying to cash in while she can, and that's why she's selling her own line of protective coronavirus masks. Because there's one thing about Carol Baskins that we can all agree, she's looking out for people's safety. And thanks to social media, more and more people are getting their chance to actually get the 15 minutes. Used to be a little harder to earn, but now we have social media. Basically, wake up, it can be done. Remember Rebecca Black? She poisoned our eardrums with that terrible song Friday. She has come, she has gone, but she made an imprint. She was here for a minute. Remember Grumpy Cat? Believe it or not, Grumpy Cat actually died in May of last year. It's been about 12 months, but now there's Goalie Cat. There's also the website CatsThatLookLikeAdolfHitler.com. Trust me, just check it out. It's the funniest thing you've seen. Now, we could go on and on. Kate Gosselin, Natalie Suleiman, the cast of the Jersey Shore, double rainbow guy, R.I.P. Anyone who wins Survivor. on and on it goes. With 15 minutes of fame, it's not always awesome, but it is what it is. Ted has a very close friend. He made the cover of the venerable, I believe this is correct, Washington Post for punching a police horse in the face. So there he was. This is a massive newspaper. Mm-hmm. If you went online to the Washington Post, I mean, there would be the picture. And sure, he's punching a police horse during a riot. Not great optics, but he got 15 minutes of fame out of it. And here's the thing. We all know someone, whether it's a YouTube video, they got arrested for a stupid reason that made the police blotter. They're on the news. These days, a lot of people are getting 15 minutes of fame, and sometimes it's for a good reason. Managers to kick people out of stores for not wearing masks. We have the collective group of women known as Karen, right? The people that, the entitled people that bitch about things that aren't important to them. All these different things. So this is what we want to know today. Why did someone you know have 15 minutes of fame?
Be part of the Big Show. Call 844-999-OLA. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hold it, Charles, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,266.
What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. This is going to be a great show.
Right?
It might be good. It might be bad. It might be just in your neighborhood. It could be among your friend group. And somehow you got your 15 minutes of fame, or someone you know did. Sometimes it's your buddy ends up in jail. Other times they're famous on the internet for a minute. But either way, we're going to figure out who you know and why they got their 15 minutes of fame. And in the definition of 15 minutes of fame, just so you know, as you talked about, what was the woman who had a Gosling?
Or Kate Gosling.
If
the rage.
If it's your Octomom, look, granted they had more than 15 minutes. Carol Baskin has had more than 15 minutes. But as the years go by,
I don't think they have.
People will fade into the background.
I don't think they've had their 15 minutes. I don't think it's completely done yet. Because you look at someone like Kate Gosling, she had 15 minutes. For whatever reason, a lot of women really liked her for the BS she was selling on her show. So after that, I believe it was ABC, basically just handed her the brass ring, tried to put her on Good Morning America, Dancing with the Stars, and then everyone realized she's just a mindless bitch. Right? I mean, there's no other way to put it, right? Natalie Suleiman, no one's given her another thought. Incidentally, she's actually doing quite well for herself on her own, raising her kids.
We talked about the double rainbow guy the other day, who became famous for, oh my God.
But here's the difference with him, and I do feel that.
And he just passed on, 57 years old.
His intent was never to have 15 minutes.
No.
He was just recording. He says he was not high. I'm going to go ahead and call BS on that. But he just went viral because he was so amazed by a double rainbow and all the stuff he had to say about it. So he got it. And I go, I'm okay with you getting it because you weren't asking for it. But the Kate Goslins, they bugged me. Carol Baskins from Tiger King. Tiger King is what he is. And like I said, by next year, we'll have forgotten. But this Baskins chick, she knows the window's closing. She's 13 minutes deep.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why she's trying to sell the face mask, whatever it is.
Right. But sometimes it's not fortunate. Sometimes it's like the guy that went hiking and got his arm stuck in a rock and had to cut it off, and they made a movie about it.
He got some money.
Yeah, he did get it.
The problem is, what's his name?
I don't know his name. I just know he's the guy that had to cut off his arm because he got caught in a boulder. You know what I mean? Like, it's not always, like, intentional. So
exactly.
You never know how you're going to get it. So we're going to get to the question, why did someone you know have 15 minutes of fame coming up? But first, as we encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected, here is the latest. It is not all sunshiny news today. The World Health Organization has expressed extreme concern about the rising number of new coronavirus cases around the world today, especially in poorer countries, even as many of the more wealthy nations have begun to emerge from lockdown. Now, the global health body said 106,000 new cases of infections of the coronavirus had been recorded in the last 24 hours. That is the most in a single day period since the outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
That is just yesterday. Now, here at home, there have been at least 1,532,000 cases in the United States. 92,150 people have died. According to Johns Hopkins University, they reported 4,500 new cases today, 228 more deaths. In Washington State, the total climbed as far as confirmed cases to 18,811, and that includes 1,031 deaths. That's according to the Washington State Department of Health. There were 7,582 cases in King County as of yesterday. Now let's talk about tests. What's the best kind of test? The ones you don't have to study for. For the next 2 weeks, free drive-through COVID-19 testing will be available at the Tacoma Dome. They should do those spots for that. You know what I mean?
Get the voice guy?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding
you
me?
You won't even need the edge of your seat because you're going to be in your car.
Test. Arena. Dome.
Do you ever think that you have COVID pulled into Tacoma Dome now?
Free absolute Bigfoot.
USA left
test for
test. And if you're warm,
high flying test.
Yeah.
But don't say Gravedigger so much in that particular case.
That's a good point. We can't promote
Gravedigger. Just right. You don't want that right now.
Gravedigger. That's not going to work out. Testing will be available at 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. May 19th through 21st. Fred Meyer and QFC partnered with the city of Tacoma to make the test available. To be tested, Tacoma area residents must register in advance online. So there you go. And finally, there are 1,300 Washington National Guard members working on the front lines of the coronavirus response. There is growing concern that they might not get federal benefits for their efforts. National Guard members who deploy under federal orders for at least 90 days are entitled to early retirement and money to help pay for a college education. Politico is now reporting the Trump administration is planning to end deployments in late June at exactly 89 days. Right before the 90-day mark, so thousands of National Guard members here in Washington and all across the country are being threatened to not get any benefits. The Washington National Guard, by the way, is helping deliver emergency food boxes, assisting with contact tracing, and setting up community COVID-19 test sites around the state of Washington. And not that you should be surprised by this, but CFAIR announced that they're canceling all of it.
Yeah, we know.
No boom. No. No miss rock. There you go. As we encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected, there's the latest. Okay, now, as we move on to the question, why did someone you know have 15 minutes of fame? We get a video here of a manager at Costco, and we don't know where this happened, but we do know this. The manager, much like Cher, who's celebrating a birthday today, as far as we know,
parts of her
only has
that's the best head. Parts of Cher are turning 74 years old. Other parts might be as young as 3-5 years old.
We don't even know. The man's name is Tyson, and he is a manager at Costco. And like a lot of essential employees out there, especially those who are working in grocery stores, it's busy. I mean, it's as busy as it's ever been.
Yeah,
people are busting their ass from the warehouse to the front lines. I mean, you understand if you've gone into a grocery store lately. Well, Tyson is now getting his 15 minutes of fame and is becoming a national hero after he was filmed kicking out a customer who was willfully defying the store's mask policy. The young man patiently explained to the maskless man that Costco requires customers to wear masks inside the store and that the video taker was no longer welcome there before taking away his cart. The maskless man initially threatened Tyson with his alleged 3,000 social media followers.
Back up.
He's getting after it.
And I think most Costcos will give you one, even if you don't have one.
But the manager simply waves to said followers and explains to the camera the very simple situation. Hi, everyone, he says to the man filming in the camera. I work for Costco, and I'm asking this member to put on a mask because that is our company policy. And I'm not doing it because I woke up in a free country. That's what the maskless man says. I'm not doing it. I woke up in a free country. He turned his own video to reveal his face, as well as that of a masked companion who looks almost as tired as Tyson is. Tyson then moves to take the man's cart, repeatedly wishing him a nice day before explaining clearly he is kicking the maskless customer out. You are no longer welcome here at our warehouse. You have to leave. Thank you very much. That's when the maskless crusader gets real mad. He's going to take the cart away because he's a pee little bee, he says. There he is walking away with all my stuff. There he goes because I'm not an effing sheep. Of course, the items in the cart had not been paid for yet, meaning that they were still, in fact, Costco stuff. The maskless man initially posted the video to Reddit himself, but was reportedly flooded with highly unsympathetic comments and then deleted the post. Not before, however, other Reddit users downloaded the video. It's now on a different Reddit thread on the public freakout forum and has spread far and wide. So both of these people got their 15 minutes of fame. One of them not in the best possible way. The other is being described as a hero. Very patient, did the right thing, went through protocol.
I like the guy down at Dana Point who was dancing while he was cleaning the carts. The lady's like, I'm not coming in, I'm not wearing a mask. And he's like, look, it's just our policy.
Right.
Right? But then...
For the safety of our employees.
Well, she's like, what are you so happy about? And he goes, I have a job. Like, I was a bartender. I have a job. I'm just cleaning the carts.
Right.
Yeah, people miss that point. And look, everybody's frustrated. I don't know why anyone complains about it because we're all in the same boat. So you to complain about it, it's like, right, we're all there. Either you're adult enough to handle it or you're too weak to deal with it, right? That's on you. I don't care. But the one thing that's always mind-blowing to me is like, people, I'm in a free country. You're correct. But still, if I walk into Target, I can't walk in with no pants on. Right,
sure.
So even before all of this went down.
I can't drive 95 miles an hour on a highway.
Right, I mean, I'm like, hey, man.
There are rules.
But when you go to a private business, even if they're open to the public, it's a private business. It's still their rule. If I go to 7-Eleven, if I have no shoes and no shirt, I get no service.
Right.
Now, I can walk around outside with no shoes and no shirt. It's perfectly legal.
Sure.
It's not a problem. Of course, I can do that. But if I walk into 7-Eleven and they point out the sign, it is what it is. I've never seen a moment where so many adults have such a hard time grasping such simple, childish little things, and it blows my mind. Because I look at my kids, they're 8 and 9 and a half, and they're like, this sucks, but we'll deal.
Mm-hmm. I can walk into I can walk into a 7-Eleven and purchase things. I can get an 18-pack of Modelo cans. I can get a pack of Parliament Lights. What I can do is drink a beer in there and light up a cigarette while I'm in there.
No.
I can purchase both of those things there, but obviously there are rules that we all need to follow. So what else we got here? Oh, you'll like this one, Ted. There's an Instagram model. Her name is Shilpa Sethi, and she had a botched butt implant. She has been unable to sit for 6 months. She was pretty popular on Instagram.
I should also mention influencers in the wild.
But she
You're
is...
You're going to love it.
She is getting more fame than she's ever had before based on the fact that this surgery was botched that she spent $10,000 on. She got the surgery in Miami about 5 years ago. Wanted to get some butt work done. Unfortunately, the doctor turned out to be a bum, according to her quote. I chose him based on what I discovered
statement
later to be fake reviews. But either way, she is not going to be able to sit down for 6 months, and that's how she's getting her 15 minutes of fame, is the fact she can't sit, and she's on a strict diet, depending on what's better off to
now look,
get through the system.
That said, I know she's an Instagram influencer, whatever that is called, but this is the first time I've heard of her. So this works to her benefit, because when she can finally sit down, because I saw that butt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not adverse to the butt that she chose to have put back there.
No.
There's a chance she might get a new follower now.
Now, back in the day...
It's also weird, too. Like, I remember...
When you got butt implants? Oh, I remember
but
that.
I can tell you. I think it was July... I want to say July of 08. I went to Las Vegas to see a UFC fight. And then I myself went to a strip club. And I remember looking at one of the strippers and I said, is that girl have a fake butt? She was like, yeah, it's the new thing.
Huh.
And it just like blew my mind.
That is weird.
Because there used to be justice in this world.
Right. We go back probably the same period of time around that era. And I remember Ted. I mean, this is just like 50 minutes of fame could be everyone knows, your friend group knows, whatever the deal is. But you were at a Sounders match. And I want to say that the match was on ESPN.
Oh,
yeah, it was
this
nationally
was great.
Televised.
It was nationally televised.
Correct.
You know what I mean? And they panned to the crowd. And, and there you are. They've got you.
Yeah. Right. It's a call and repeat chant. Mm-hmm. So one side, the south side, the Brahm end says Seattle.
The other side says Sounders.
I sit in the north end. You go, Sounders. And I was eating a free hot dog because it was included in my ticket package at the time.
Uh-huh.
And as I The camera panned to me. They said, this guy's really into it. Let's see him. And it's just me shoving the end of the hot dog in my mouth, trying to quickly get my hands up. It was awful. People started texting me, like, hungry, bro? Just like, all right. And the thing is,
You sat for 90 minutes and did not eat a hot dog. For the 30 seconds that you ate that hot dog, that's when the camera panned you.
And I've sat in that section in the North End, in those seats, for
years.
Right? It's been 10 years.
That's the only time you've been on television is the one time when they caught you with your mouth full of a hot dog.
Pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. Why did someone you know have 15 minutes of fame? 844-999-OLA.
I'm telling you, man, that's one of the favorite things I've seen on TV.
Yeah, right? Luckily, when we came in the next day, a lot of listeners had also seen it on ESPN.
Hello, Suzette. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Hola. Suzette, who did you know?
My nephew, Patrick.
Okay.
So Patrick's always been kind of a edgy kid, always pushing the envelope. And I think he was about 14 at the time and living in Kingston. And he thought it would be a good idea to try to make their own fireworks. And long story short, he used to have all fingers, but now he only has 7 because he blew off 3 fingers of his left hand trying to blow up a homemade firecracker.
So is he the guy in the band? Is he the guy in the band Two Finger Death Punch?
Did he make the news or anything like that?
Oh yeah, he was in Harborview for a couple of days. So he made all the new local newscasts. You know, his 15 minutes of fame was "Don't be this kid."
Now, how does he do now?
Because it was just a couple of weeks before 4th of July, a week or two before 4th of July.
So you know, you never think about what the ramifications are of something like that until it happens, and you determine what your limitations are, whatever. So now I'm assuming that what's been done has been done. He's probably could get no better than what he's got. So what can he do or what can he not do?
Oh, you should watch him play Guitar Hero with the 3 claw.
Well, typically people who lose a digit, for some reason it gives them more room to play or a different technique to play.
Yes, the technique is I'm missing three of my fingers.
But it doesn't necessarily
That's why
mean,
the drummer from Def Leppard has a different technique.
But it offers a more basic approach to playing.
Yes, it's basic.
But you think about Tony Iommi doesn't have the top of a digit. Jerry Garcia didn't have the top of a digit.
But Tony Iommi at least took the time to get, like the rubber things, I guess, put on the end of
He had, like,
he had the same
he had,
length.
He had the kind of thing like a second Terry wears when she's going through papers and doesn't want to lick her thing.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? One of those little rubber things at the tip. You know what I'm talking about? Like a thimble. But
so he just went to Staples.
Right, exactly.
He was good.
Yeah, pretty well. That's what he's got right there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. Let me ask you this. Which 3 fingers is he missing?
Yeah, so he is missing his pointer finger and his middle finger and half of his ring finger.
On what hand?
His left hand, and he was left hand dominant.
He was left-handed?
Oh,
man. So is he ambidextrous now? Has he learned to use his right hand?
Yeah, really. Yeah. And, I mean, he's a carpenter, and the way he can hold stuff and compensate just amazes me.
You can't throw a fastball with that. You can't throw a split. You can't throw a curve. It's a good thing that he has
the
thumb still.
It was the pointer, the middle finger, and the ring finger?
He's got a claw. He's got a thumb, and he's got a pinky.
I bet he's big in Hawaii.
Yeah, exactly. He's always fabulous. I guess.
I don't know. He's got 2 little ones now that he's chasing after. Right. He's got 2 little boys, like a baby and a almost 4-year-old. And
I mean, you can't hold anything with that hand.
All right. So wait, you said the middle finger, the pointer, and part of the. All right.
So you've only got these 2.
Yeah, part of the ring. So yeah. He does. He's got the pinky and the ring finger and the thumb.
So constantly hang loose.
Do you ever mess with him? Do you ever mess with him, like buy him a pair of gloves for Christmas, or you know what I mean? Anything like that?
No, but I will now.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, get him some nice gloves.
Give us his address. We'll send him some for
and
his
then,
birthday.
You know, with your new sewing skills, just take the 3 fingers out of the middle on the righty there and or lefty.
Custom made.
Yeah, exactly.
Man,
look at
man.
That custom gloves, mid-man.
We need to get him a custom foam finger.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
It doesn't point and say number 1.
It's a hang loose one.
It's just thumbs up.
That's what I'm saying.
Still hitchhike.
I am, I gotta admit, I'm a big Texas Longhorn fan now. I just kind of picked him up.
Why does someone you know have 15 minutes of fame? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Midterm Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Why did someone you know have 15 minutes of fame? 844-999-HOLA.
Hello, Melody. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Is this a good or bad story?
Kind of both, I guess.
All right.
I'll just start by saying my mom was super cool, and she had a lot of very colorful friends. And one of her friends that she trusted and loved so much, you know, she used to babysit me. She's just a super cool, artistic lady. She made the front page, I think it was the Seattle Times. This is back in, like, 1975. She jumped into the pool with the hippos at the Woodland Park Zoo.
Wait. How did that work out?
Is that something that was planned or just something she did?
No. She was a little bipolar, I guess.
Not a little.
Super nice lady. Mm-hmm. A little bit.
It's hippos.
And I remember seeing the paper. There were pumpkins in the pool with the hippos, because after Halloween or whatever, they start, you know, just throwing all the pumpkins to the hippos to feed them and what have you.
They're hungry,
and
hungry.
For whatever reason, my mom's friend was having an off day, and she decided that she should just go swim with those hippos.
Okay, my question is, did she make it out alive?
She did make it out alive, and she got arrested.
That's amazing. That's amazing that she didn't get eaten.
Yeah. Right, hippo. I want to say in Africa, hippos are responsible.
More deaths.
Other than mosquitoes, right? Yeah. Like, they're responsible for the most human deaths.
Yeah.
Because they're just never, like, hippos. Hippos are like that weird neighbor down the street who looks at everyone through the window, through the curtains. They always turn the lights off on Halloween, and you all recognize this person's just mean. That's a hippo.
There's video of...
You can fit your head in their mouth like it was just a little tiny snack.
The name of the game is Hungry, Hungry Hippos. Not one time hungry.
You know, you say something twice to make it more emphatic. She jumped in with the hippos. She survived. She got arrested. I think they let her go because she has, a mental disability, obviously.
You realize that crazy people do better in these weird zoo breaches, right? So there's like a woman who, I don't know, jumped in with the polar bears. And I don't know much about polar bears, but my understanding is, being that they come from a place so sparse of food, like, if they can smell you and they can catch you, they're going to eat you because...
From 5 miles away.
Right, because that's what they need. But, like, there was a crazy lady that did some with a polar bear. Polar bear didn't do anything. Somebody knows. Mm-hmm. Another woman jumped into a lion enclosure, and the lions ended up not doing anything because...
The woman got eaten by the alligator in Florida, or wherever it was, wanted to pet it last week.
Now, she's stupid, not crazy.
I really feel like
when you're stupid, bad things happen. When you're crazy, somehow, even the hippos are like, it's not worth it.
Right, even the scary animals are like, I don't know, man, she's crazy. It's like we always say about being somewhere dangerous, that crazy.
Nobody wants to mess with the crazy. It's the best advice I got when I lived in Baltimore, right? So, violent city, all blah, 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 blah. But one of the things the guy said, man, look, if you're walking down the street and it's nighttime or whatever, and you feel like the S is about to hit the fan because everyone there is up to no good, act like you're crazy. I can't give you the exact quote, but to summarize, he said, basically, M-bombs ain't going to F with another M-bomb if they think that M-bomb might do some crazy S like bite them. And he was right. So some nights when I worked in restaurants, late night, you're walking home, you see a couple hoods out there, you knew what the deal was. I'm not fooling anybody. You act crazy. They went back across the street, man. All you got to start clucking like a chicken, bark like a dog, yell at the top of your lungs, which I am known to do anyway just because I'm pissed off. But they won't mess with you.
No. I see people all the time.
I punch himself today.
I see people walking in all the time when I come into work that are having a difficult time. The guy who walked behind me and followed me for 6 blocks screaming is the guy that I was worried
for 6 weeks.
Six blocks.
It would be funny if it had been six weeks.
And I couldn't hear what he, like, I didn't know if he was yelling at me, and then I realized he's just yelling.
Doesn't matter.
But it's still like, you know, you're on high alert because, you know, but I could walk by. Two people who are going
to
shoot each other and be like, oh, those two are going to shoot each other. Who's the screaming guy behind me?
Well, think about it. It's like rabies, right? You can walk by a dog. If a dog has rabies, you have a different opinion of how you're going. He's foaming at the mouth. He's growling at you. And let's face it, there are people that, in a way, kind of act the same way. Mm-hmm. You're like, you know what? I don't want to deal with crazy. It just amazes me to hear that story.
Right.
And just stories I've read. And it's always, you know, people that fall into the pit of the zoo or someone that tried to get a selfie and fell in. Like, they get mauled. They at least get attacked. Not necessarily die, but bad things happen. If you're just crazy, if you were out of your mind and you jump in and you sit next to a silverback gorilla and try to nurse, like, somehow it's cool.
Yeah.
I saw a guy punching himself today, like, going crazy. So, like, I walked by him, and, like, I could hear him, like, turning around and coming back. So, I was like, I'm just going to cross the street.
Well, I was like, man.
If you didn't think he was crazy, you'd have said something like, what's your problem, man?
Yeah.
But when you're crazy, I actually don't want to know.
Well, I see this guy like 3 to 5 times a week, either coming or going and walking back and forth, right? So today I'm on Twitter, and the Seattle Police Department's got this picture, or maybe it was a news service, that has like 900 cop cars out in front of where I know this guy is, because that's where he is all the time. And they're looking for somebody with a gun. And I'm like, I know that guy. That's the screaming guy.
You know him.
I know him. I see him all the time. Yeah.
He has a gun now.
Yeah. Huh. I mean, I know where his cubbyhole is, but if he's not there, I can't tell you. I'm not sure.
Just listen for
it. Right where you're in front of. Why did someone you know have 15 minutes of fame? 844-999-OLA. Hang in there. More of your calls in seconds.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.